If you're innovating, creating, or making a difference,
this show is for you. Welcome to Over Coffee. I'm Dot Cannon. Here on Over Coffee, we talk with artists and innovators about the process of changing the world in terms of what they do.
What today is kind of seen as groundbreaking or cutting edge or trendy was very much a part of just my normal childhood, and I'm hoping that we can bring that back.
Remember how much fun it was to make things when we were kids? There's a new organization started in April of 2015 that's showing the next generation how to use science, technology, engineering, and math as they make some really cool things. This new organization's name is Imagine Science. Jason Soupies is a community education specialist with UC Irvine's Agriculture and Natural Resources Department. He's also a member of their 4-H Camp Advisory Committee. In early May, Jason was on site at the Orange County Mini Maker Fair at UC Irvine, and he was overseeing an intriguing-looking project, which Imagine Science was sponsoring. Jason, how did you first come up with Imagine Science?
So Imagine Science was actually a brainchild of the CEOs of four youth-serving organizations, 4-H YMCA of Anaheim, Boys and Girls Club of Garden Grove, and Girls Inc. of Orange County. Three pilot sites were identified by foreign national CEOs who wanted to pull together, for the first time, a radical concept of pulling together resources and sharing information to provide hands-on science education during the summer for unserved youth in Orange County. So our target is to provide hands-on science education for youth that none of our organizations are currently serving.
So the youth that you're not currently serving, that you get to serve over summer, to whom are you reaching out?
These will be schools, school districts in the Anaheim and Garden Grove area who are identified as having predominantly free and reduced lunches, and then housing projects such as Project Access, which is a provider of low-income housing, shelters, and then any other organizations that, you know, where we identify a need. There's unfortunately no shortage, so we won't have a problem finding.
Suppose a teacher or somebody hears this and they want to enroll their class. How do they get in touch with you?
The very first step, we're just currently kind of getting ready for the summer, and the activity here at the Maker Faire is really kind of a test for, you know, working together and pulling together these four organizations. So information is still kind of forthcoming. We just put up our website last week, which is imaginescience.org/Orange County for specific localized information.
You're doing a really neat project here at Maker Faire. Would you tell me about it, please?
Yes. So the activity we're doing is called Happy City. Happy City was actually created by the New York Hall of Science. And Happy City is a community art project and circuitry and design activity. So kids, youth are provided with some basic building materials, a 4x4, you know, plain white gift box, LEDs, 2032 coin cell batteries, some AA batteries, magnets, and then a small DC hobby motor. And the prompt that the youth are given is, given these materials, what is a structure or a building that you could make that would make people happy? So it starts out as this very individualistic circuitry and design kind of craft project, but they don't get to take it home. What they do is we have a large city grid laid out that we painted on some butcher paper, and the kids leave their creations behind to contribute to this larger Happy City community.
And where can people see the Happy City community?
Currently, we have two social media platforms where we're putting out pictures. Our Instagram is at ImagineSci, S-C-I-O-C, and same handle for Twitter. And so for pictures, and then also on our website, we'll have some photos up.
At ImagineSciOC.
ImagineSciOC is our handle for Twitter and Instagram.
What's been one of the most inventive or fun creations you've seen one of the kids come up with for Happy City?
The most inventive was actually today. There was a young man who created a windmill and really didn't utilize the white box, which is something. I mean, he was literally thinking outside of the box. When I see kids start tearing apart their boxes, I get really excited because it shows that they're thinking beyond, you know, those four walls. So he used craft sticks to create like a structure a tower that supported his little DC motor at the top and was essentially a windmill. He created a power plant. Another project that was submitted, and not necessarily on the innovative side, but definitely the tugging at the heartstrings, was a young man who built a taco, a Del Taco. And he built the Del Taco because that's where his mother works, and he couldn't think of any way to repay her. And Del Taco made him happy, and so he built the Del Taco in honor of his mother, which I thought was just absolutely incredible, for sure.
And right before Mother's Day, might we add?
Yeah, very timely, for sure.
That is great. Who first got you into all this and got you making things when you were their age?
Unfortunately, when I was of the age of the average kid here, this kind of activity was an everyday occurrence. Our school, our elementary school, had an annual craft fair where piles of wood and styrofoam and building materials like cardboard were dumped into the multi-purpose room, and they just let us loose to do whatever. And so, also being the child of an aerospace engineer who brought home broken oscilloscopes and broken equipment, I spent my summers in the hot garage tearing apart electronic equipment. So what today is kind of seen as groundbreaking or cutting edge or trendy was very much a part of just my normal childhood. And I'm hoping that we can bring that back, and that making with cardboard, free play with, you know, trash for the most part, recycled materials, I would like to see that as a larger part of the child experience, the youth growing up experience, because it just isn't anymore.
Unfortunately. As you work to bring that back, what's the next step and how can people best support you?
The next step is we'll be engaging the local community partners with some activities ranging from programming robots, how to dance, to a curriculum called Junk Drawer Robotics, where youth are challenged to view robotics through using recycled materials. So it's kind of an exploration of materials. And then some magazine and graphic design courses, really starting small this year, ramping up year two, year three, we'll be offering a wider range going into agricultural sciences, food sciences. We're gonna try to cover the spectrum for sure.
Do you have dates, times, and places yet on these?
No dates or times yet, but those will be posted on the website.
How can people best support you as you go on bringing the magic back to kids who like to make things?
Best support, I mean, engaging us in social media, and if you know of schools or of locations that are serving underserved youth that need STEM activity. I mean, we all need opportunities for STEM enrichment, but, you know, just reaching out to us and saying, hi, you know, we're a shelter, we are a youth organization who serves underserved youth. Contacting us through the website would be the best thing to do right now, for sure.
Let's give that website one more time.
Sure. The website is imaginesci.org/Orange County.
imaginesci.org/Orange County. As we wrap up, if you could only have these young makers get one thing from you about innovation, creativity, and making a difference, what would you want that to be?
Going back to materials exploration, we provide conductive materials to build their circuits like aluminum foil and paper clips. These are things that they have at their home. And AA batteries and LEDs can be sourced very, very easily. So giving these kids a new lens to look at common household items, not as a paper clip or as aluminum foil, but as building materials. That's my personal goal for sure.
Jason, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
You and I have been listening to Jason Soupies, Program Coordinator of University of California's Agriculture and Natural Resources Program. Jason's also a member of UCANR 4-H Youth Science Literacy Work Group, and you'll find more information on what the Imagine Science Program is doing, not only in Orange County, but in Dallas and Omaha, on their website, imaginesci.org. That's imaginesci.org. Now, here's a question for you. What inspired you the most to be creative and solve problems when you were a kid? Our email is twomavericks@gmail.com. That's two, T-W-O, Mavericks, M-A-V-E-R-I-X, @gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Once again, my question for you, what inspired you the most to be creative and solve problems when you were a kid? Email me with an answer if you have time, and I might read it on a future Over Coffee podcast. And that concludes this edition of Over Coffee.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more Over Coffee podcasts, our link is twomaverix.com. That's twomaverix.com. And you can contact us at twomaverix@gmail.com. The music you're hearing is royalty-free production music provided by Pond5 at pond5.com. I'm Dot Cannon. Here's wishing you a cappuccino day.